Banking on Mercury is the ultimate solution for anyone tired of that kind of busy work. You can set automated transfers to keep your accounts in a specific target range and use their built-in spend management tools to handle employee reimbursements without the usual mountain of paperwork. It's free to get started, and there are no surprise fees for the essential services you use most, like ACH and wires. It's the smart, all-in-one financial home that actually helps you work more efficiently, giving you the data you need upfront so you don't have to go digging for it. Visit Mercury.com to learn more and apply online in minutes. Mercury is a fintech company, not an FDIC-insured bank. Banking services provided through Choice Financial Group and Column NA members FDIC. Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. When the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence, data of national speed score results for second half 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence, data second half 2025. Weekend waiver wire ads up next on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into FBT Express on Monday, July 20th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris Towers, and let's start things off with some waiver wire pitchers and Roky Sasaki. Where did this velocity come from at the Yankees? 5 2/3 innings, one unearned run with 5 strikeouts, only 1 walk. He had 16 whiffs on 94 pitches. But the big story here, his fastball velocity up 2.4 miles per hour. He averaged 100.1 miles per hour on that fastball. Obviously, Chris, I still think there's a ton of volatility involved with Roky Sasaki, but seeing this velocity, it does kind of raise the ceiling of what can happen here. He is 57% rostered. How interested are you in this version of Roky Sasaki?
Very interested in this version of Roky Sasaki. How likely do I think it is that we get this version of Roky Sasaki moving forward? I have no idea. Roky Sasaki, his entire season has been defined by the fact that what happens in one start does not necessarily have any impact on what will happen in the next start. And it is worth noting he had, I think, 8 days off between starts because of the All-Star break. So a little extra time to rest. He also talked about some mechanical adjustments, although the quote that Scott mentioned in the full episode of the show was very much a like, well, if I can keep them up, then I guess I can keep this velocity up. And it's like, well, yeah, that's the thing, Roky. Thank you. But the thing with Roky Sasaki that we have seen at the major league level is when he's like 95, 96 with the fastball, he's terrible. And when he's 97, 98, he's frustrating, but can be pretty good. And because the shape and release point of his fastball just, pretty bad in terms of the things we're looking for from good fastballs, but you can overcome that with 100 mile an hour fastballs. It's just, we have exactly one start where he's done this. Before this, he'd been averaging like 97, 98, the previous couple of starts, previous like 7 starts. And he was very hit or miss. So I'm hopeful. I can't say I have much faith in Roky Sasaki or any faith really.
Yeah, bunch of shallow league pitchers here between 70 and 80% rostered on CBS. Landon Roop, Peter Lambert, Cade Cavalli, Jared Jones, and JT Ginn. They all pitched very well this weekend. Chris, how are you ranking this group? Again, Ginn, Jones, Cavalli, Lambert, and Landon Roop.
So I think Jones has to be at the top. He just, in terms of age, where he is on the developmental curve, what he has shown this season. It's a higher strikeout rate than his rookie season, lower walk rate than his rookie season. He's looked very, very good, especially over the past 2 starts. I think it's 9 strikeouts in consecutive starts. The problem is, we were kind of hoping when we talked about him over the All-Star break, okay, Jerry Jones is going to break out because the Pirates are going to finally let him go deep into games. They've been very cautious with his pitch counts. I think he's only gone over 80 pitches once. Got through five innings, one earned run, nine strikeouts in this one. They lifted him at 74 pitches. And so that's the concern, is does he need to get through six innings on 80 or fewer pitches to have any chance to do it? Right now, that's kind of the case, yeah. And so what's unknowable is, do the Pirates eventually give him a little longer leash? I hope so. I like to think they will. But when you're making the case for upside, the fact that that guy is limited to 80 or so pitches does limit the upside. After Jared Jones, I would go Cade Cavalli, who has just shown huge upside this season. He had consecutive double-digit strikeout starts. He had another 13 strikeout start. His velocity has been up lately. He's got a really good curveball. He's also been super hit or miss this season, so I can't say I have any faith in it. I would go Peter Lambert third. He has been throwing the sweeper more often lately. He's throwing it harder than he was early in the season with more lift, and it's been a very effective swing and miss pitch for him to go along with what has been a very effective fastball already. Then I think I would go Ginn and then Landon Roop, but I will qualify that by saying I believe Scott White had Landon Roop second on this list after Jared Jones. It just comes down to I don't really know who Landon Roop is. His command seems to come and go so often, and when it's not there, he can be really, really bad. So that's my concern with Landon Roop, but the peripherals all suggest he should be like a low 3 ERA pitcher. So there's real skill here.
Would you take Roki Sasaki over anyone in this group?
I think you can make a case in a shallower league for taking him over anyone but Jared Jones, just because I think he has the closest thing to irreplaceable upside. I don't think anybody but Jared Jones in this group has upside that you will truly, truly miss if all things go right. Roki Sasaki, Jared Jones could have that. I'm not sure anyone else has that kind of ceiling.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back right after this. If you know me, you know my morning is not complete without solving the daily Wordle while sipping my first cup of coffee. It's my peaceful little ritual before the day gets completely chaotic. And as I'm traveling a ton this summer, keeping up with my wellness habits on the go is super important to me. That's why I'm so relieved to have Kachava's brand new travel packs in my bag. They make taking your favorite all-in-one nutrition shake with you incredibly simple, meaning I never have to compromise on my health when my normal routine changes. I get a massive boost of plant-based protein, fiber, and electrolytes that keeps my energy and metabolism firing all day. There are no artificial flavors or preservatives, just clean, premium fuel that genuinely tastes amazing. I love the chai and matcha flavors, but they have 8 options to choose from. Take your daily ritual with you. Go to kachava.com and use code FANTASY for 15% off your first order. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FANTASY. Welcome back, FBT Express. Sticking with the waiver wire pitchers for a second. Chris, I do have some names here that I think are viable streamers this week just based on the matchups. Bailey Ober is at the Guardians. Brady Singer is at the Mariners. Michael McGreevy at the Angels. And Shane Drouin gets the Rockies in Milwaukee. If you're looking for streamers this week, how would you rank those four? I think the previous group is clearly ahead of this group. Mm-hmm. But Drouin against the Rockies, McGreevy at the Angels, Brady Singer at the Mariners, and Bailey Ober at the Guardians.
I think Drouin and McGreevy are the only ones I really have a ton of faith in. And even McGreevy, I think this is pretty clearly fake. He has a 4.13 FIP, 4.63 xERA, 2.83 ERA. But he's got another good matchup against the Angels. He's getting it done right now. The Cardinals do have a great defense behind him, which is good for a ground ball pitcher. I think eventually it's going to catch up to him, but I'm okay using him this week. But I actually would have Shane Drouin at the top of this list. He's got a really good fastball. He misses like 28% whiff rate with it. And he gets the Rockies on the road. Milwaukee is a good pitcher's park, especially for strikeouts. Strikeouts tend to spike at Milwaukee. So I think that is a good enough reason to prioritize Shane Drouin.
Let's take a look at some waiver wire hitters from the weekend. And Luis Robert is expected to return on Monday. He's been out since April 26th with a back injury. He's 68% rostered. Do you consider him a must roster outfielder for fantasy?
I think in any five outfielder league, you would have to. It's harder to make the case in three outfielder points leagues. It's not his best format. So categories leagues, five outfielder leagues, I would be looking to add Luis Robert. There are some concerns about how the playing time is going to shake out for the Mets, but in the long run, I don't think that's going to matter because I think they're going to make enough trades that this is not going to be a team that has too many good players for too few spots in the long run.
Cole Young launched two homers this weekend. He had back-to-back multi-hit games on Saturday and Sunday. And over his last 31 games, he's hitting .274 with 9 homers, 20 runs scored, and OPS over 800. He's 43% rostered. How would you rank these three middle infield options? Cole Young, Nassim Nunez, and Tommy Edman. They're all right around 45% rostered.
Yeah, unless you specifically need stolen bases, I think it's got to be Cole Young at the top. He makes a lot of contact. It's like an 18% strikeout rate. He hits the ball pretty hard. There's some pop there. He's at 13 homers already in Seattle. I think you could see a world where he hits .260 with 25 homers by the end of the season. And there's still a little bit of stolen base upside. I know he only has, I think, 3 on the season, but he's more like a 20 to 25 guy. I'd like to see him running a little more. It would make the whole package look a little better, but still, I think Cole Young is clearly the top option here.
And I have some deeper league hitters here as well. Just some names making noise. Joshua Carota-Grauer, Jacob Gonzalez now with the Pirates, Lane Thomas, Ty France, and the Nationals called up Harry Ford on Friday. He hit his first home run. He also picked up his first steal of his career this weekend. Harry Ford, Ty France, Lane Thomas, Jacob Gonzalez, Joshua Carota-Grauer. Any of those stand out to you in like 12 team roto leagues or maybe even deeper than that?
Yeah, I think Carota-Grauer is very interesting. It's a very Jacob Wilson-esque skill set. He makes a lot of contact. He's not going to do a ton else. You know, I don't think you're going to get 15 homers from him. I don't think you're going to get a lot of steals, but he's going to make a lot of contact. He's playing every day in a good lineup in a great ballpark. Second or shortstop and third base eligibility, so you can slot him in either a middle or corner spot. I think the batting average, you know, he could be a .285, .290 type hitter. And that's always going to have value in a roto league. Outside of that, I think Ty France is probably the most interesting. You know, you look up and he's got an .872 OPS this season. The underlying numbers don't quite back it up, but they don't suggest it's a total fluke either. His average exit velocity is like 91 miles per hour. It's way up. So I think Ty France is mildly interesting too.
All right, we're going to wrap there. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express, and we'll be back again later this week. Bye-bye!
Paramount Podcasts.